Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Pet Dow Holistic Pet Products Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Smith, co-creator of Pet Dow and also 20-year practicing veterinarian. And this podcast is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to tell you a story, and it's an inspirational story, I hope. And this story is about a book that inspired me as a kid to develop my love for animals, my appreciation for animals, and ultimately it propelled me to pursue a career in veterinary medicine. And the thing about this is that this is a wholesome book and a wholesome story. And I read it occasionally today, but I remember it very frequently in my practice and in my professional life. And the book is called Where the Red Fern Grows, and it's by Wilson Rawls. And see, when I was a little kid, we had to read books, and we read summer reading and all those things, just like many of you did. And one of the books, a lot of you may remember it, that we read was Where the Red Fern Grows. And just to refresh your memory, this book is about a little boy. His name is Billy Coleman. And Billy lives in the Ozark Mountains of Oklahoma. And he was all boy. He liked to play outside. He liked to hunt. He liked to fish. He liked to do things that they did back in those rural parts of America. But Billy, he wanted a pet. And see, his family was poor. And Billy saved up his money, a total of $25. And he went to town and he bought two red-boned coon hounds. And he named the girl Little Ann and the boy Old Dan. Little Ann and Old Dan. Two red-boned coon hounds that this young boy trained. He became friends with, he cared for them. He assumed the responsibility of these two fine dogs. And Billy had this goal. He was going to compete in these hunting contests. And he trained these dogs day and night. And he put his time in each and every day, feeding, watering, taking care of them. And he learned the responsibility and the meaning of what it takes to care for pets. And ultimately, Billy, everybody in the region, they heard of Billy's two famous coon hounds, Little Ann and Old Dan. And ultimately, Billy made it into the upper echelons of the hunting world with his dogs. And one night when he was competing in one of the championship hunts, he was lucky enough to take home $300 as a young boy because his dogs won the championship. But later on, as he was training his dogs continually, his dogs in the woods came across a mountain lion. And the mountain lion attacked Old Dan. And ultimately, Old Dan succumbed to his injuries. There weren't any veterinarians in the Ozark Mountains. Nobody to help Old Dan and Billy out. And Old Dan died. And up on a hill, Billy went and he carried Old Dan and he buried Old Dan. And he was grief-stricken. Here was a young boy burying his best friend, his dog, at a young age. He was gone. And 3 days later, Old Dan's sister, Little Ann, overcome with grief and stress, she died too. And so in a matter of 3 days, Billy had lost both of his best friends, both of his dogs, and he was heartbroken. And again, up on the hill he went, and he buried Little Ann right next to Old Dan. Billy went on for days, dealing with his grief, his sadness, and his sorrow. He had lost his two dogs. He had put a lot into his dogs, and his dogs, like all dogs do, they gave Billy a lot of love back. And a couple of months later, Billy, he went up on the old hill to visit his friends, and a red fern had grown on top of their grave. And for many of you that don't know, according to Native American legend, only an angel can plant a red fern. And knowing that an angel had bestowed this red fern on his two dogs, Little Ann and Old Dan, Billy feels like he's ready to move on, knowing his dogs will always be remembered. And so, getting back to the point, this book inspired me. And it inspired me because at a young age, it showed me, you know, what pets can mean to people, how to take care of pets, why pets are important. And ultimately, it also showed me the grief and sorrow that people can feel and the sympathy that people can feel when they lose a pet. And another thing is the perseverance. Sometimes we forget we've got to persevere even when we lose our best friends. And so when I was thinking about doing this podcast, I was thinking, what was the main point? Well, it was to tell you that, you know, lots of times as a young person, we get inspired by things that we don't even know and we don't even recognize. And then when we become adults, it's funny how these things pop back in our mind. You know, this may be a way that we can inspire others. And so what I would do is I would encourage you to share this book with your kids and maybe your grandkids, because this book will help people, young people, to develop a healthy sense of responsibility, love, and compassion towards our best friends. If you liked what I talked about today and you want to learn more about your pets, then go visit our website at www.petdal.com and empower yourself and learn the best ways to take care of your pet. And also, if you liked what we had to talk about today and you find it useful, then give us a rating on iTunes. And thank you for listening.